This is KUAF. With help from CASA of Northwest Arkansas, the Community Spotlight focuses on foster children in the court system. Ann Maythaler is Northwest Arkansas coordinator for The Call, a group dedicated to having no waiting children in Arkansas foster care. She speaks with CASA's Colleen Smith.
The Call is a county-by-county initiative and a faith-based initiative. We work closely with the local churches to recruit, train, and provide ongoing support for foster and adoptive homes.
So how long have you personally been involved with child welfare?
We opened our home as a foster home in 2008. So I've been involved in some form or fashion since then.
So tell me, who are foster parents? Who are foster families?
Foster parents and foster families are just families who identify the need for someone to step in and take care of these children in the foster system. And so they go through the training, kind of open their homes up for these kids and take them in. It's anybody within the community. We have single parents and married couples who do this. Just anybody who sees that need.
And does everybody think that they're going to adopt these kids afterwards, or is it just because they want to serve for a short period of time?
Some families do get into this because they eventually want to adopt, but really a majority of our homes just want to serve those children and work that reunification case. And most of our homes really have a heart for even wrapping themselves around and providing support to that biological family in some fashion and encouraging them as they're working the case to get their children back.
Can you tell us a little bit about the foster home crisis in Northwest Arkansas?
I have never seen the numbers look like they do now. We have just under, right around 530 children in care in Northwest Arkansas and about 160 homes to care for them. So there just are not enough homes to take care of all of the kids that we've got in our community.
So what does that mean? Where do these children go?
Some of them end up at shelters. Some of them end up at group homes around the state. Some of them are split up into foster homes in different parts of the state as well, separated from their siblings, away from their parents, which makes visiting more difficult and staying connected to their own community and their culture. And it just kind of compounds that loss that they're feeling when they come into care in the first place.
And is it true that we have a lot of young people in Northwest Arkansas who are in foster homes here but are living, they're from homes all throughout Arkansas, is that correct?
Yes, that is very true. We have a lot of kids in our area that are from out of the area. Specifically, we have a lot from Sebastian County, especially.
So what is it like for a child entering a foster home for the first time?
They're traumatized and they're terrified and they really don't know what to expect. And so we try to encourage our homes to just be calm, show them some love. It's a difficult thing for a kid to walk through.
Ann Maythaler with the local group The Call. For more on CASA, nwacasa.org.